Macmillan Audio presents Always Something There to Remind Me by Beth Harbison. Read for you by Orla Cassidy. Prologue. I could tell you what he looked like, his height and physique, and the way the contours of his body felt close to mine in the dark. The shape and exact color of his eyes and how they looked when he was happy, sad, pissed, or passionate. The lines of his forearms, biceps, shoulders, and elbows, the curve of his lips and the feel of his mouth against mine, and what his back and hips and legs felt like beneath my fingertips. I could tell you what he smelled like and what he tasted like. I could pick his voice out in the crowd at Times Square on New Year's Eve. Even 23 years after the end, I could close my eyes and remember every detail of him as clearly as if he were right in front of me. But what would be the point in describing all that? All it would do, all it could possibly do, is diminish the whole into a rearrangement of features you would never see the way I saw them. He'd sound like your neighbor, or your brother, or that guy you work with, or some other person you couldn't possibly imagine inspiring an unending ache in someone's heart. Everyone has a first love. One person they never completely got over, right? Picture yours.